Okay, welcome back. Marty, still with us. Again, wealth of information and knowledge that he is sharing with us in this Getting Started Entrepreneurial class. You know, we're so excited about what you're bringing to the conversation and to the table about, you know, how you and your faith in God and your walk with Jesus has really impacted your community, and you know, through that you've been able to you know, develop the trust and the reputation of somebody that can be you know, utilized at a massive scale, and through that and through those core principles, you're able to really grow and expand your business, which I think is fantastic, and it's all rooted in truth. So, yeah.
Well, good. Happy to be here, and I'm happy to contribute to building God's kingdom through through business and
Amen.
Entrepreneurial efforts.
Amen. You know, CLI is going to be able to really impact the world for the glory of God and the you know, construction of His kingdom through these you know, business enterprise courses that we offer. Check them out. You're able to get multiple certificates. You know, we've continued to build our business enterprise program. We're looking to build a bachelor portion out. Once our accreditation comes through, then you'll be able to receive this training that Marty is speaking about and how he's built his business. A lot of those principles and foundations that Marty has used in his business, we are trying to give you the opportunity, whether you're in Africa, China, Europe, the United States, Canada, doesn't matter. We are able to serve you in a capacity that will allow you to become a successful entrepreneur, a bivocational minister in Christ, that you can also impact your community, just like Marty has impacted thousands and thousands of people through his walk with the Lord. So just kind of going on that topic, you know, every successful organization has to have some kind of ethical, moral standards or guidelines that the leadership funnels down to create the culture. Can you kind of describe how you have created the culture that is currently implemented?
Well, it there's a sense that as we come to approach, and no matter what we do, but in particularly in our business life, this idea of the fact that we're created in God's image, and that we exist to glorify Him, and then to honor Him. That translates into using the gifts and talents that He's given us, and by using them, meaning we work hard to apply them to whatever business or other effort that we're engaged in. And then to be people of integrity. Hmm. People to honor God is to do things the right way. To not steal or cheat or lie or be dishonest in other ways. My father used to say, remember the idea of you go in business and you're looking for this hat principle. Hat is spelled H-A-T. And there's those three letters stand for honesty, ambition, and think, meaning common sense. Mm-hmm. The very first principle in business is honesty, the very first one. And again, it's not just stealing and cheating. It's also about being honest with yourselves. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?
Yes.
What do you know? What don't you know? And how do you apply that information to whatever task you're setting yourself to? But you could be the most honest person in the entire world, but if all you want to do is take a nap all day and you have no ambition,
that's right,
you're not going to produce anything. there's going to be no results.
You got to have work ethic.
So you want to get up every morning and work at something.
That's right.
And be enthusiastic about it and put some effort into it. That's also an absolutely necessary ingredient. You have to be honest. It won't work if you're not. But you also have to be ambitious.
That's right.
And then beyond that, you have to have common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that 2 + 2 doesn't make 5 or 3. It actually makes 4, and it's only 4. And you have to be realistic when you evaluate things. You can't be just a dreamer that wishes things were so that really aren't. You also have to be a practical person. If you need to go around the block, you turn right and you keep turning right till you get back to where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, there's some people that can't find their way around the block. They have no sense. And business, for the most part, is common sense. I mean, we go to school nowadays and we get all kinds of degrees and learn lots of technical skills. And that's very important. If you want to be an accountant, you better learn how to do accounting.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a market person, you better learn how to do marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all in the context of having a clear vision, understanding the world around you, and applying the technical skills that you've learned to connecting the dots.
Yeah. So now, to me, it sounds like that somebody to orchestrate all of those characteristics you just spoke about really needs to become self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And through the process of becoming self-aware, they are going to find their identity. Now, through your process of self-awareness and finding your identity, how did you go about figuring out who is Marty and what is Marty supposed to do and why am I here and what is the solution that I'm looking for?
Well, first of all, I was fortunate to grow up in a Christian home and understood as far back as I can remember this principle that we belong to God, everything belongs to God, and that we are stewards of whatever He gives us. Also, this idea that God has gifted us and given us talent. And I felt very strongly that no matter what I wanted to do, if I pursued it in harmony with the gifts and talents God has given me, and with the framework of how He wanted me to pursue my life, that I could achieve success no matter what I wanted to do. Now, I grew up in a family business context. I wanted to be like my father when I grew up. He was a very successful business person. So from the time I was very young, I wanted to be a businessman. And I saw my father apply the benefits of being a successful businessman to church, to school, to community activities, all over the scope of a well-rounded life. And I wanted to be like him, and I wanted to do all those things too.
So we need to be, as Christians, an example to others, because Marty was fortunate enough to have the family background, a father that took the time to invest in him and implement and kind of sculpt and guide and navigate those Christian values to implement, to keep them in you. Now, not everybody is fortunate to have parents like Marty or others, but that's why as Christians I feel strongly that we have got to always be the example of Christ's shining light, because you never know who's watching.
Well, the truth of the matter is, whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not, you will be an example.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a good one.
Absolutely.
If it's not, you should be careful. And maybe you have to hang your head in shame, because you're leading people in the wrong direction. And I find this to be true as I get older, and because I've had a measure of success, at least it appears so, I find more and more people come with questions. More and more people want to know what made this happen. Why are things the way they are? And I have more and more and more opportunities as I get older to express my understanding of what the definition of success really is and how to achieve it. And I can speak now with some credibility because I'm given the credit associated with a life of obvious achievement that people want to know how did that happen. And I'm, at this point, happy to talk about it.
We need more people. We need more leaders in our community like Marty. This is one benefit of CLI that we are able to deliver to the world the ability to find your identity through Christ and to follow God and to develop your model of sustainability through Jesus Christ. And then to hopefully be able to find freedom in an entrepreneurial role that you're able to glorify Christ through that. So, Marty, that's fantastic insight and the things that you gave us about how you have internalized those principles and promises, and then we're able to show people in the world, you know, who Christ is through your walk.
Yeah, And the same principles apply to no matter what type of work or activity you pursue, or if you pursue multiple activities. I mean, you can be a businessman, you can be a local entrepreneur, you can be the leader in your church, you can be all sorts of things. The same principles apply to all of them. And as you live your life, with the understanding that God is at your side and is enabling these things, you find the peace and contentment that come along with it.
Well, that's beautiful because we were talking about, President Rania has kind of put together a small acronym, SSCSS, which is Set Up, Sanctification, Salvation, Calling, Study, Service. The setup part is, you know, God sets you up, you know, to find out who you are and your identity. Once you are receiving those words and that encouragement or whatever it is that God is implementing in you, then you become sanctified, and then the salvation piece comes into play. And then you find your calling. When did you feel that you found your calling to be a Christian leader in your community?
I was given an opportunity to provide leadership in a business, in the family business. And very quickly and very early on, I felt very affirmed, not just by my father and other members of the family, but mainly affirmed by God. I felt very early on that if I sincerely understood and pursued God's will in the pursuits and the activities that I was involved in, that I would be guided and blessed.
Amen.
Understood that. Mm-hmm. And I actually expected God to show up. Mm-hmm. Christians should live not a life of fear, okay? And going into business can be a scary thing. I mean, and sometimes you put all your money at risk, and mm-hmm. and you don't know if you're going to make enough to feed your family, yeah. All sorts of things. But as a Christian, we should be wise, but we shouldn't be full of fear. And the reason we shouldn't be full of fear is because We have a relationship with the creator of the universe.
A direct relationship.
A pipeline, so to speak.
Jesus called himself the vine. He plugs you in.
That's exactly right. And I live my life expecting God to show up.
That's right. That's real faith.
You live a life of expectance. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not a life of fear or
hope
or wondering.
Mm-hmm.
You expect God to be there. And the reason you do is because He is.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of people have to get past that transition.
Mm-hmm.
I jokingly talk to employees now, and I say, well, I got this idea, and what do you think about if we did this or we did that? And they immediately start telling me all the reasons why my idea won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's too complicated, or that's not how things work. And I said, I didn't ask you to tell me why it didn't work. I said, tell me how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference.
That's right.
The old proverbial, the glass is half full or half empty.
I think us as Christians, we need to expect God to deliver. We need to be expecting Him to move. And when we pray, we don't need to hope that He's going to do it. We need to rest on the promises that He's given us that He will move, but our faith has got to be in the right place.
I think that's an ingredient that isn't always in the forefront in the lives of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see more of it.
Absolutely.
And I would also like to propose that it's almost a necessary ingredient for entrepreneurs that want to go in business.
Absolutely.
Because you learn very quickly, no matter how smart you are or how hard you work, that you don't have complete control over things. Things don't always turn out the way you thought they were.
That's the truth.
Okay. And the resulting lesson is a sense of humility that I'm really not that smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not the guy that made all this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a big business. Okay. I'm really not the guy that made all this happen. This was all orchestrated by God.
It's awesome.
It's all providential.
Hmm.
Thank you, God, and let's keep doing
this. Keep going, yep.
Okay.
Along for the ride. I love that. You know, it seems like when, you know, you let God take the reins and you kind of let go and let God deal with it, you know, He navigates that and, like you said, orchestrates, you know, the events in your life. And if you just sit back and be still and let God move, man, you can go on a fantastic adventure.
Well, it's funny that I'm not even very smart. Okay.
I don't believe that.
So, yeah, it's true. I mean, I can show you my all my grades from school. They indicate clearly I'm not very smart. Actually, I didn't like school very much, so that was probably the reason. But so I go into business, and I know there's a lot about this stuff that I don't know anything about. And what happens? God sends me some really smart people.
Amen. He shows up, doesn't he?
And I'm blown away. It's like, wow, I've got this guy and this guy. He's got a doctor's degree. He's a lawyer. He's a CPA. I don't know the first thing about any of these things. But God sent them to help me run my business.
That's so good.
And they're happy to be part of the business.
So good.
And it's like, so I can't take the credit
for
it. It's all God. And the secret to success is letting God and recognizing that the providence of God is at work, and pursue what He calls you to do, and it'll be the way He wants it to be.
Well, I think that through the process, Marty has shown us that When we let go and let God, anything is possible. Cast the mountain into the sea, but all you have to do is really believe, and it'll happen. The same kind of principles align with Marty's mindset and his belief systems, that he has real expectation that God is going to move, and that has been lived out, I think, over this 40-year course from 1973 to 2018. Here we sit talking about the manifestation of Ready Mix and how it's continued to grow, and now your sons have taken over the business. That's been fantastic. So yeah. We'll wrap this one up here, and we'll see you guys in the next segment. Thank you.